have given you appointment. So you must now help me. And moreover, Vardham and Adharma, too you can have. Dharma, because I have given you the appointment, now you can help me. And if it is not sufficient, I am giving you 7,000. Take. When he saw the money, he left. So, Purnam Asesa Mandala Patim Sering Sadat Utsavat Bhutva Dina Ganesha Ko Karunaya Ko Kina Kantatritu Gopi Bhavara Samrta Abdilahari Kallola Maglurmu Bande Rupa Sanatana Rakujuko Sri Jeeva Gopalako. This is Raga Bhakti. This is Raga Bhakti. And they have told that because even prarabdha cannot be destroyed through jnanam brahmanishta, and karmi cannot destroy prarabdha. Not even a yogi can destroy prarabdha. But a nama kirtan, who does nama kirtan, he can destroy. Yad brahma sakyat kriti nishtayati vinasa mayati vinana bhogai apaita nama spuranena tatti prarabdha karmeti viroti veda. Rupa Goswami, he is namashtakam, he says, even Veda declares, when who repeats namam, he can destroy his prarabdha. But a jnani who has got brahmanishta, he cannot destroy. Not a yogi, not a karmi, but a nama repeatant, one who does nama, he will destroy prarabdha. Viroti Veda, it is, Veda is a witness, Veda dictates it. So through nama, everything through nama, you should have, that is why, not walking and talking and doing nama. One must not talk to anybody. One must sit calm and quiet. And she must repeat nama. And gradually the meaning of nama and gradually the development will lead him to the higher stage. That nishtha, anartha nibhruti, proportionality. Then anartha nibhruti means bhakti paresanubhava virakjanatva taisatrikakkala. Three are simultaneously, parallelly, three are going. So papadamanascha yathasthanatasyu tushti pushti kudupajanatva. Yet the stone to test the gold, you have got that test. Every bhakta has got that test. How far he has got God realization? Proportionately, how far he has got detachment towards the worldly matters. And proportionately, he must have cultivated bhakti. So bhakti is continued. These things will happen simultaneously. Now, Mahaprabhu first gave prominence to nama only in Mayapur, Navadvip. He said, why you are wasting our time in the night? We are wasting by sleeping. Why should we waste our time by sleeping? We should perform Sankirtan. Then he invited all his close devotees. All of you must come from evening 6 to morning 6. Not sitting and singing, dancing, beating and singing. So that is called Sankirtana. That Sankirtana you cannot see now. Do you see anywhere such Sankirtana? No. And they talk of Raga Bhakti. Mahaprabhu has followed Raga Bhakti. So what do you say? Yes, Mahaprabhu has done. But your guru must tell you. And guru has not told you because you have not attained to that subject, to that stage. So he has not told. And that is an individual question. This sadhana, bharaga bhakti means individual. It is not a collective one. It is raga bhakti, individual you must practice it. And naturally, if we repeat namam, if it is pure, my heart is pure, then automatically that will dominate. That bhavadasa, dawn will come. I will follow it. So Mahaprabhu did it. Mahaprabhu did sankirtanam with bahubhir militva. With so many devotees, he was just cleaning. The temple cleaning, inside and outside, and drinking water from Dindradumna and washing. And he put it on Nama. Do Namam. You bring the pot? No, he never says to bring the pot. He says, Krishna. He hand over the pot. And Iha Krishna, he hand over the water to him. And Krishna, cleaning, and Krishna sweeping, Krishna, no other words they use. Mahaprabhu is the supreme most teacher. No acharya told anybody to take a broom and see. Who has told? What is that taking broom? Ego. A man has got ego. He never catches that broom. See, rich people, they have got, suppose he is a jamindar or a king, he won't take. That person must come, the sweeper must come and sweep. Not he. Though the rubbish is there, full of rubbish is there, but he won't touch it. Because it is the dignity question. Dignity question. Mahaprabhu started from this menial service. That is why seeing that menial service of Pratapa Rudra, Mahaprabhu said, he has no ego. If he has ego, how can he take a broom and clean? He doesn't know how to take a broom. But he was taking broom and clearing the path for Jagannath and sprinkling the sandalwood water on it. And then he saw it. And then his heart was melted. He said, I must give darshan. But outside, outwardly he said, no, I won't give darshan. Ask me to go to him and give darshan. No, sir, he is a devotee, not a king. Oh, not a king. Though not a king, but a king title is a tremendous title. So, king, I am the king. When he thinks that I am the king, how can you lower his dignity? I am a king. Mahaprabhu said, but when Mahaprabhu saw he was feeding, then Mahaprabhu. So on that day only Mahaprabhu dancing. And Pratapa Rudra was standing, and all with all his associates, he was standing one round, inside Nityananda Prabhu, outside. But Mahaprabhu came outside Nityananda, closer to Pratapa Rudra. When he came closer, Pratapa Rudra thought, is a chance Mahaprabhu has given him. He wanted to catch hold of his feet. And Mahaprabhu said, you are here. Mahaprabhu ran away from that place. Ran away. Then Pratapa Rudra was afraid. He told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, that I am unfortunate. Mahaprabhu won't bless me. He will bless all the universe, all the creatures, but not me. I am the sinner-most person. No. He has blessed you when you were sleeping, and that day only he blessed you. Don't think otherwise, and he will go and take rest here on Ratha Jatra. Evening he will come and take rest. You should wear a small cloth, alone go there and sing a Gopi Geetam. Tavakatha Amritam Tattva Jeevana. When he came to that stage, Mahaprabhu held everything, half of this. And Tavakatha Amritam Tattva Jeevanam Kavijireditam Kalmasapam Sravanamangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvi Gunantide Bhuridajana. He is the greatest donor in this world. None is equal to such donation. What is that donation? He was singing the glories of the Lord. Then he opened, not open, without opening eyes he embraced. Then he opened. Oh, you have come here again. Yes. Then said the Mahaprabhu, you have come to uplift all the souls of this universe except me. If you say that you are a king, I will resign from the kingship. I don't want it. I want your blessing. Nothing but. No, don't think otherwise. You are my devotee in every birth. In every avataram, you are my devotee. It is only to teach others. I was just outwardly, I was angry, but actually you are my devotee. So saying, he told his Subhujamurti, don't reveal this to anybody. Then Pratapradra went away. He was pleased. So Mahaprabhu, he taught the menial service. Prunadva Vishwanija, Taror Vishahishna, Amani Namana Dena Kirtanishna. That was the teaching given in Navadvip to all. Not only teaching, he was practicing it. He was practicing it while defeating the learned Pandit. The boys were clapping their hands and saying, oh, the defeated. But shut up. He is an old Pandit. From a long distance he has come. Out of old age, it is already too late night. Sir, you please come tomorrow, we shall discuss. Please excuse me, come tomorrow. And see how humble he was. Of other pandits, yes, you are defeated. Why should you come tomorrow? No, Mahaprabhu says, no, he is an elderly person. He may not think otherwise. Don't talk. So always he was observing this Sunadva Vishwanija, Tarora Vishwanija, Amani Mananda. All these things he was observing. Namam in Navadvip. But Radha Bhavam Dutti Savaritam Navi Krishna Rupam Krishna. So now he is Krishna. But what Krishna? Radha Bhava Dutti Savaritam Krishna now. Excellent. Radha Bhava Dutti Savaritam. Now he has greeted that in Puri for 18 years. And the next 6 years will travel from here to Navadvip, from here to Vrindavan, returned from Vrindavan via Allahabad and Kashi, and South India, after Kanyakumari. There also he was repeating a Nama, Om Nama Sankirtan. But this was disclosed not to all even in Gambhira. It was disclosed the Radha Avahavadhyuti Subharitam then to Sarupa Damodar and Ramananda Raya. That is why Ramananda, after talking about karma, jnana, siddha bhakti and dasya bhakti, satya bhakti, vatsalya bhakti, śrīṅgāra bhakti, anurasa tattvam, kṛṣṇa tattvam, rādhā tattvam, gopi tattvam and nuhar milan tattvam, both he explained. After explaining this, he asked Mahāprabhu, may I know your real object of coming here and your real, what are you? I want to know. He says, I am a sannyasi. What would you know? I am a sannyasi. I am a mayavadi sannyasi. I came to purify myself with your association. And how I got the benefit of that? Because I am a blessed soul. By Krishna's mercy and Swarupa Ramananda Raya's advice, I have come to you. And I have come to you exactly what I was told, now exactly experienced it. The talk, I have never heard this talk. You have explained in an lucid way, from the beginning to the top. You explained. And my request is that I am not pleased with talking for one day or 2 days, but throughout the life I want to be with you. You should come to Puri. So he came to Puri. Then he asked, who are you? You are seeing sannyasi. Then pahile sannyasi rupai. Then I see your Radha Krishna Swarup. And then I see the Krishna Swarup is covered by Radha Swarup. So what is the truth? I cannot understand. Oh, you can understand. Because you are a blessed soul. So you know everything. But knowing also you ask. You know what shall I explain to you? You know it. Then, vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga sikshathameka purusham purana. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari Kripam Vadhir Jatvanaham Prabhupada. This is first Sarvabhauma, and the same thing at Godavari, when he met Ramananda Raya, same thing explained to Ramananda, that I am a sannyasi. Why do you ask me who are you? I am a sannyasi, you are seeing sannyasi. Yes, I saw you a sannyasi. But again, I saw this sannyasa is being covered by Radha Krishna Tattva. And again I see that Krishna Tattva is covered by Kanchana Panchalika. Panchalika means Kanchana Varnam. Where Krishna, black and his golden hue of Radhika Sampanchalika. Some Devi Murti or woman Murti, girl Murti is covered your body. You tell me what is it. It is not necessary to tell you. You have understood what my real sarupam is, you could understand. Now if we do bhajan, all these doubts will be cleared. What is that bhajan? Vidyate hurraya granthi. That hurraya granthi, there is a knot. What it is? That knot cannot be removed, cleared. it will clear only through service, oral service, and repeating namam and hearing namam, practicing namam and remembering namam, and doing all devotional activities. Always all my indriyams and senses are engaged in his service, like Ambarisha, throughout the day and night. Then I will receive the blessings of the Lord and he will give me Sudarsana. What is the Sudarsana? Kudarsana and the Sudarsana. Sudarsana is Bhagavad Darsana. It is a light. It marches first and then the object comes. That light is Sudarsana. That is Namam. So Nam's efficacy is more powerful than the Rupa. So Krishna is afterwards. He is Darsan. That is called Sudarsan. Darsan means understanding. That only Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta Abhinna Tvata Nama Nami. There is no difference between Nama and Nami. Nama and the personality, both are one. You can understand, you can clear your obstacles and your heart will be purified by repeating Nam constantly. Tani avishanti prajaguttani. You should not give rest to the tongue. Oh tongue, you have no rest for scandalizing others or eating good dishes. But you feel to utter Nam. Avidya is compared with pitta. Then avidya is dominating, just like a person who is bile. He is bile, extra bile means the whole tongue will become bitter. To counteract it, they give seeds. They give sweet to the doctor. He says, no, it is bitter. But that only he says, forcibly you have to take. And if you take it continuously, then you can understand the nectar. It is sadhan. Sadhan is necessary. We should do namam, sit alone, no talking to anybody. And with the bhavam, we must do namam. Clear utterance 32 letters and namam 16 namams. And gradually go on repeating. Abhruti sarvashastranam bodhate vigariyas. If you go on, abhruti means repeat. Go on repeating Vedam. Nobody will explain you the meaning of Vedam. When we are young, our teachers, they teach Vedam. Their Vedam means the sound, the way of sound. What is that sound? Dirga, Harsha, Pluto. Harsha, Dirga, and Pluto. So we have to repeat that Shastram, Abhruti. The teacher, Vedic teacher, won't teach you the meaning. And when he is 8 years old, he says, teach Vedam. So they only teach them how to utter the word Shabdam. And they should learn when to utter Dirgha, Harsha, Prutva. They'll raise his hand. Dirgha, Harsha. They'll say, sir. And Dirgha, Harsha, Prutva. He has to utter the word. And when he's grown up, meaning will be automatically explained to him. He will understand. Now if he asks anything about the Vedam, he cannot understand. and the guru cannot explain it. Because according to his understanding, he must explain it. It may be easy to convince people of same class, but it cannot be explained to one who is at the lower grade and one sitting on the higher grade. How can you explain? Cannot explain. And his explanation can be understood by his contemporary, not all. That is why this namam, as our Goswami Mahaprabhu says, Ketu darpanam archanam pavamahadavadvindarbhapanam shreyas kailvachandrika vitaranam vidyabadhu jivanam anandambhuji vardhanam. It is an ocean rising, like an ocean is rising. When it sees the moon on a Purnami day, when the full moon is visible, then out of ecstasy, this ocean will go. You see, what is called in Bengal, Jwar Bhata. There was a floating bridge to cross Ganga near Havra station. There was a floating bridge. Do you know what is the meaning of floating bridge? There were boats, big boats, and those boats, above that stands the weight of this bridge. And above that bridge, every car is going on. Everybody will go. And when they close, the time was given that from 4 to 7, 8, the door, the gate will be open. And after that, it will close. Closer means you cannot cross. So because the Ganges are just 14 feet, 15 feet up. And if you see when it is rising, see the bridge like this. All cars must go and come down. And when it is normal, it is like this. When it goes down, they close. They say, no open up the gate. So like that, if our understanding improves, then we can understand the difficulties of the sound, the meaning of the sound, and the taste of the sound. In the Veda mantra also they say, Om Sahasra Sirsa Purusha Sahasra Kasahasra Bhal, Om Sahasra Sirsa Purusha Sahasra Kasahasra Bhal. Double, triple they say, because people may not remember it. So they have to repeat it, chorus. 10 or 20 or 100 students with chorus, they will be repeating chorus. That will never allow them to understand the meaning of it. But when they are grown up, then it can be explained to them. So, the first thing is to do nama. Mahaprabhu says nama. Sunita, one must be humbler than a blade of grass, and he must patience like a tree, and he should give respect to all. He should not command or demand respect from others, and repeat Harinam. સાધન. પ્રણાદપિ સુનિચન તરોરપિ સહિષ્ણુ અમાનિના માન દેન કૃતન્ય સદાહારે. દીધી શિક્ષા સદો વન મસ્ટ ગેટ બાય હાર્ટ એન્ડ ફોલો ઇટ એન્ડ પ્રેક્ટિસ ઇટ. Many things come on our way, but we should not fear, because Rakshasati Divishwadu, I have surrendered to one. He is omniscient, omnipresent, and he has got the powerful Sarvashaktiman. He is Sarvashaktiman. So if we have got the belief, why should we fear? Because we have come to this world alone, we will go alone. We have not brought even this cloth with us, nothing with us. This body, the present position of this body was not there. And the body was born so much. Body was there. It developed and now it decayed. Now it is going to disappear. Abhyaktani ni bhutani vyaktamadhyani vani. અભ્યક્ત નિધના જીવો પત્રિકા પરિવેદના. દીઝ થિંગ્સ વી હેવ ટુ રિમેમ્બર એન્ડ રિપીટ નામ. વી હેવ ટુ રિમેમ્બર દી સંકીર્તન પુનરોત્તમ ઠાકોર ભક્ત મનોજ ઠાકોર આર સ્તોત્ર આર અદર સ્તોત્ર. વી શુડ રીડ એન્ડ રિમેમ્બર એન્ડ પ્રેક્ટિસ હરિનામ. Any difficulty, he will look after. He is there to protect us with full faith on him. Because he says, Rakshasati Divishwaso Guptrutve Varnam Tatha. I have taken him as my savior and he will protect me. He will protect me. No power in this world can protect him except my Lord Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna and Krishna Namam and Krishna Rupam. Krishna Krishna is Krishna Darshanam. When he says Krishna Krishna Krishna, it is Krishna Darshanam. Yes, it is Darshanam. Because Krishna is Namanami Abhita. He should think that it is Krishna Darshanam. Why should I see the world here? Object. Whether it is fine or with the good quality, I don't want. I want to see Krishna. I want to repeat Krishna. Seeing Krishna means repeating Krishna. The repetition itself is Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna Namam and Krishna Rupam. So if you say Krishna, Krishna, you are having darshan. Namanami Abheda. Repeat Nama, always do bhajan, you know. Write a path nahi, jaw maath piche. And we cannot go there, because Jama, Kala is got hold of our stuff, and we will track. We cannot go anywhere.
When Mahaprabhu was in Puri, when Mahaprabhu was here in Jagannath Puri, he was teaching this viraha, separation. So how do we develop our separation? How can we increase our and develop our mood of separation?
Yes, and now the thing is, we must practice it. As his command is to repeat Namam. So we must repeat Namam, that is practice. We need not say anything about Namam to others. Let me purify myself with Namam. Janma sartha kari karo paro upakar.
Janma
sartha kari means I have taken birth in this world. Bharata Bhumitya Janma Hilo Dhar. Those who have taken birth in India, they should think they are the fortunate souls. Then How can you, unless you make your life sublime, you are not fortunate. You have got a scope. You can sublime, come to a sublime stage in India. Because the soil, the air, the water, all are not against me. They are congenial to me. So I must develop Harinam. Transcendental sound I must repeat, Mom. That Narada said, when he heard that, he said, Gang Parjatantustamana Gataspruha Kalam Pratikkanamado Mimatsala. So I was repeating now. He was not afraid of anybody, nor he feels shy to repeat Nam. If you say Hare Krishna. You see, members, so many members, if you say Hare Krishna, why are you mad? You repeat Nam so loudly, you repeat it. Low voice. I said, but Narada said, Hatatrapa, I gave up sai to repeat Namam. I traveled throughout the world singing Namam and always remembering the glories of the Lord. Kalam Pratiksham. Yes, I am waiting death. When it will come, I will show on a card. I should not take entry in, or should not give away my life. No. It will come, I will show on a card. Javat nishrayasaya visaya khalu sarvasya. So it is told to Uddhava by Krishna. Human life is more precious. And those human beings, those who get the association of sadhus, they are more precious. So we should not waste our time. We must repeat Namam always. Repeat Namam. Other things to hear shastrams or do sankirtan or preach, it is a different thing. It is not sadhan. Sadhan, sravan, kirtan. You see Hare Krishna, you hear Hare Krishna, you repeat Hare Krishna. That is Sravana, this is Kirtan. You speak and you hear first. So you must purify yourself. The efficacy you should realize. Then only you can tell others about the sweetness of Namam. Just like a mango, a tasty mango. This mango is so tasty. Because he was very much pleased and he wanted to explain the sweetness to his kids and kin, to his own people. Oh, this man is very rich one, because he has experience. He has got the experience to explain the sweetness. He cannot. He says, unless you eat that mango, I cannot explain you. So, now he says, do Namam, Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu says, you must follow the rules. You must be like a humbler than a blade of grass, like a tree. You must, forbearance have, you must have that patience like a tree. You must not hate anybody. You must pay due respect to all, because Ishvara Sarva Bhutana Murdeshi Arnudhikta. Everywhere he dwells, there is no one half inch or one fourth inch or lesser than that without his existence. He is there. Anuraniyam mahato mahiyan. He is an atom molecule of a molecule and atom of an atom. And he is the mahat, the superior and greater than great. Greatest, he is greatest. He is the smallest. Jiva is Sukma. So that is Jiva. He is dwelling everywhere. very insect. An insect. There is. So we must realize, we must do bhajan. What is your sadhana? Only to hear the scriptures or explaining scriptures? No, sir. That is not our sadhana. Our sadhana is what scriptures? Harer nama, harer nama, harer nama, iva kevalam. Kalau nastyeva, 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 gataranyata. You talk this. You explain this. But do you practice it? Because if you practice it, you will receive the efficacy. Then only you will find it a taste in explaining it to others. Because from all sides, you will be subdued by the influence of nama. But without nama, Harirasa madara madatmatta bhumi bilutama natama nirbhichama. Harirasam, not this liquor. This worldly liquor, if one takes, he will be under the influence of liquor. And he is talking, he is singing. He is not talking, he is not singing. The liquor is singing. The intoxication, that intoxication is singing, talking. Not, he is an ordinary person. He is now under the influence of that intoxication. So, Hari Rasa, it is compared with Hari Namam. If Hari Namam Rasam, that sweet mellow, or sweet, a glass of Hari Namam, if you drink it, it is sweeter than other sweets or other drinks. You will understand the force of it. Then you will understand the force of it. Then, now we must practice. Always practice. We must, while teaching also, we must not forget that we are only taught. We are not teachers. Teacher is Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, you Nityananda, suno san Nityananda, suno Haridas, amar ajna sarvatra karaha prakash. This is my command. I tell you that my command is that you go house to house and request them and beg them alms. What is that aham bhikkha? Aham is that you please repeat nama. You please follow the method of bhakti or do this and that, which is congenial to bhakti, you do it. If he says all right, we shall definitely will perform bhakti, will repeat nama, then you should go to the next door. And in the evening you must inform me the result. Many people, they abuse this cold rascal, you have no work. You are lazy fellows. You are burden to the society. You take away hard earnings of the worldly people. They work hard from morning till sunset. And you take their income. And you are enjoying. And to enjoy it, you are telling philosophy. Rascals, what philosophy you will tell? Go. So that Mahaprabhu's order that you must tell me what happened. So you have to report to me. Now Mahaprabhu is commanding. Without Mahaprabhu's command, Swami Maharaj would not have gone to America. It is Mahaprabhu's command. You should go. He went alone. There is no associate with him. He went alone. And Guru and Gauranga's assistance he got. And alone he has converted almost the Westerners within 10 years. How many books he wrote and the method of preaching, it was all his Lord's dictation to him. Now who can write 60 volumes of Bhagavad? It's a permanent work. None of his predecessors could do this job. They said that why do you take the name of Prabhupada? I argued with them, sir, you are all Prabhupada. Don't think that you have got respect to Prabhupada. Then your disciples should ask, call you Vishnupada. You won't call your naked name. You must add Vishnupada to it. Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Sri Srimad so and so. What is that? Is not Vishnupada and Prabhupada? No difference. No difference. Now Swami Maharaj is a blessed soul. He got the blessings of his guru. That is why in a short period, 10 years, he could shake the whole world. You talk up too much. Are you beloved devotee of Lord Gauranga, Nityananda, or Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami? What you have done? What you have done? Preaching? What preaching you have done? Throughout the life you are preaching. What preaching you have done? Nothing. Those who understand that I am not speaking, it is my Guru's command. Guru Gauranga is speaking through me. Then only he can preach. Though he was doing that. And you see, why you have taken the title? What happened taken? What is that? Has he committed offense or committed nuisance or committed sin or what is this? Every disciple, if the disciple asks you, so, Tripandir Swami, so and so, then you will say, no, you should tell first Vishnupad. It is the command of the Shastrams. Do you observe it or not? Then the disciples asked him,